Coach, welcome back on Overtime with Matt Jones and Trey Schaap. 3 weeks away from opening day, and you start practice on the 2013 baseball season today. I'm sure you're ready to get out there, even though it might be a little bit cold.
Yeah, we're ready. We've been doing what we call skill instruction for the first 10 days, bringing them out in different groups. This will be our first full team practice, and we've got it planned out through Monday, exactly what we're going to do. So I think the guys are ready to go. I know the coaches are excited to get this thing rolling and see what we can do.
What do you want to do these first couple of weeks before you get into the grind of a weekly seasonal stretch where you have games and practices during the weeks?
Well, it's basically a lot of reviewing. Obviously, the weather's good. You know, we've got pitchers that need to get a certain amount of pitches each time they go out. To try to build them up over the next 3 weeks. So when we start on the 15th, you know, our starting pitchers will be built up to maybe 70, 80 pitches, where if they have a good outing, you know, they can go 5-6 innings, and then obviously we'll go to our bullpen. But just basically, you know, the way we look at it is that we're picking up right where we left off at the end of fall baseball as far as practice. And it's not like we're starting over. It's just picking it up and moving it on. And, you know, probably you know, just from my standpoint, I've got to try to figure out how we're going to line up this lineup, and lost some leadoff type guys, and just figure this thing out a little bit. But it'll all play itself out through scrimmages and then early season. Just try to get ready for that conference first opening conference series against Ole Miss in March.
Talk about your schedule this year. It's a schedule that has you going to out to Arizona to play Arizona State twice. I know you're in a round robin out there with Gonzaga and Pacific thrown in as well, but you're going to play a day before that round robin starts against Arizona State, so twice against the Sun Devils.
Yeah, it's that'll be a big challenge for us. Number one, it's going to be our first road trip after playing eight games at home, so that's a pretty tough way to go on the road, but I just feel like that, we'll be up for the challenge. It should help us get ready for conference play, and that's what we're trying to do. But we're going out a day early. We're going to play Arizona State on Thursday afternoon and then start a little round robin on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then come back. And we also, then we have San Diego State coming in for four single games starting on Thursday. And so that eight-game stretch is going to be it's going to be quite a challenge. And then we've got a couple games before we open up conference. And I think we'll have a good idea where we're at, what we need to work on, improve in, and then, we'll make those adjustments.
Coach, the preseason polls, four of them have come out. The lowest that you're ranked is third, and that's only in one poll. You're second in one, and then two polls, you're number one in the country. Do you feel like that the team is ready to take on this challenge of trying to maintain that high ranking?
Well, I do. I feel that way. The reason that I feel that way is just because of the experience we have returning and the mentality of the kids that are coming back. And we've got a good group of kids in here that, a lot of these guys are starting their third year here. A few of them are their senior years, which we feel good when you got seniors that are back and can contribute. A lot of times the problem is when you have seniors that don't play, that could be an issue. But in our case, we've got Randall Fant back and Matt Benson and some of these guys that starting their fourth year, and I hope it's their best year. And that's what it takes. A lot of time is the upperclassmen put together that best season in their careers here, and it helped elevate us and get us to where we want to go. But I feel good about the team. I think they can handle the rankings and all the hoopla, and it's college baseball. It's going to change, and it's baseball. You have some bad weeks in there, some downtime, some injuries. Things don't go your way. When you play four and five games a week, when it's rolling, you enjoy it. When it's not, you try to get out of it. So, we're ready for it.
Talk about Dominic Ficicello. Is he going to play second base for you this year, or will he play first base some too?
I don't plan on him playing first base much, if any. Maybe if there's some injuries or we've made some changes throughout the game with pinch hitters or base runners. Dominic can play anywhere. He can also play shortstop and third base and play him very well. He's just one of our best infielders, defenders, and a lot of people that have seen him play know how good he is at first, but he's probably just about that good at the other positions as well. He can really field, and I think he's made a move mentally with his defense. He's always had the skills, but now he knows he's good. And he practices hard and does a good job. So I would hope that he can stay at second base, you know, if all goes well. And if he doesn't, it's not probably going to be because of him defensively. You watch him play out there and turn double play in his range. It's pretty fun to watch.
Talk about your pitching staff, one that is very, very deep, and I think that's why most of these publications have the Razorbacks ranked where they do. Have you kind of got your eye on a couple of guys that you want to see once you get into that SEC weekend, starting with Ole Miss on March the 15th?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing. I mean, we feel like Stanek's going to be our you know, Friday night guy. He's been there and done that, and hopefully he can be consistent. I think the issue with Ryan is that he does not overthrow, and he locates his fastball a little better. He's got really good stuff. His secondary stuff is, you know, breaking ball, changeups, you know, that'll put you away type pitches. And, you know, the key for him to stay on Friday night is just to get us deep in the game. You don't want your Friday night guy going out and just giving you three and four innings, maybe even just five, you know, especially once you get deeper into the season. Due to the pitch count going up, you know, and then you have to get into your bullpen on a Friday, and, you know, by Saturday, Sunday, it really starts to hurt you a little bit. So, you know, we would like Ryan to be our Friday night guy and hopefully give us six, seven, eight innings every time out. And, you know, we feel like Randall Fant has a chance to be one of the other two starters. I mean, he had a tremendous fall for us. And, again, if he throws as well as he, you know, this spring as he did this fall, it's going to be a very good year for him personally, and it'll definitely help us. And then as far as, you know, the other starter, we've got two or three guys. We could go with Barrett Aston. I mean, his stuff is amazing. He may be one of the most polished pitchers, if not the most polished pitcher on our staff right now, as far as if he's rested and healthy. We know what we're getting from him, and that's a lot of strikes and a lot of movement and location. And but it's also very nice having him in the middle of the game or late in the game to finish the game. Having him in that bullpen is kind of special. And then we've got a true freshman, Trey Killian, out of Mountain Home that, you know, he's a guy that I'm just glad he made it to school. I think a lot of the pro people missed on him. We were worried about getting him in here. And he's been lights out so far. And he's a guy that could come in and be a conference starter right away. And I really haven't had that from too many freshmen. You know, Nick Schmidt jumps out at me a little bit, and but I feel like Trey can be right in that mold right out of the chute. So those are four guys that could start, and we got a couple other guys too. But we'll just see how that develops.
Dave Van Horn joining us here on Overtime. Coach, the SEC baseball tournament this year has expanded, but also I think it puts an emphasis on the conference season because you want to be in the top four to guarantee yourself some extra time there in Birmingham or Hoover, actually, and not be one of those lower seeds to where it's basically a one and done.
Yeah, if you finish in the top four, if you win your division, you know, the two winners of the division are in as far as a bye, and then the next two highest, I guess, winning percentages would get a bye. And it just, you know, if you go there day one and you're playing, you got to win to stay. And then the tournament really starts the next day, I guess. So that'd be something to shoot for every year. You know, obviously we hope we're in there this year. But I think what we were really trying to do is, you know, we feel like we just added two very, very good baseball teams with Missouri and Texas A&M. And Texas A&M has been very good the last three or four years. And I've been to the World Series, Super Regionals, and Missouri made it to the regional again last year. And we just feel like that, you know, we needed to get another team or two to give them a chance to get in this tournament, because we feel like realistically we're going to have a lot of regional type teams every year. And we don't want to sit a couple of them home just because they don't make the tournament. They needed to have a chance to continue to play. So it'll be interesting. I hope the format is exciting. I hope it works. And I'm looking forward to it.
Coach, with the high expectations and the high rankings come high expectations, I should say, would it be a disappointment if this team does not make it back to Omaha this year?
Well, you know, I mean, it's really – it would have been a disappointment last year. It was a disappointment in 2011 and even 10 when we got beat, you know, 2-1 run games on the road in extra innings in the Super Regional. That was tough. But I think that's our feeling around here. I think, you know – I guess to answer your question straight up, yeah, it'd be a disappointment. We'd have been highly disappointed if we didn't go last year, even though we didn't win some games early. And if you really go back on last year's season, we lost a lot of one-run games. I mean, we lost three, I think, one-run games at LSU, or at least two, walked off the field in the bottom of the ninth, back-to-back days. And, you could go on and on. We could have won the West. We didn't. It's just the way it went. This year, we're trying not to look that far down the road. Our players know what they want to do and where they want to be, but we're not trying to really bring it up a lot. We talk Omaha with some teams. This team, you have to say a lot. They know where they want to go. This team's been there, and they want to go out and finish the job. So, yeah, we'd be disappointed, but we'll worry about that when we get later in the season.
Coach, talk about the older guys, the leadership on this baseball team, and how you expect them to bring along the younger guys.
Well, we do have a few younger guys that are going to push to play and be in the lineup. And really, when you think about last year's team, we wouldn't have made it to the World Series without some freshmen finally getting it rolling later in the season, like Anderson and Serrano and some of those guys offensively, because we were struggling there. And so our older guys know that they've got to help the young guys, help them mentally get through some tough situations and talk with those guys. And, that's one thing about this team. We do have some older kids that are really high character guys, that are leadership type guys, that I feel like, are doing a good job of coaching those guys in the locker room, and they'll do a good job when we're on the road and by leading by example, but also communicating verbally. So I'm excited about the way our older guys have really, taken control of this team.
What's the one thing you want to see out of practice today?
Well, I just want to see that guys are, better than they were 3 months ago. I've been seeing that as far as, our skill instruction. I see our defense a lot better than it was in the fall. I know they'll bring a good attitude. I know they'll bring energy. And I just want to see that these guys, they understand where we're trying to get and what type of work ethic it's going to take. And I don't think it's going to be an issue. So I'm just like everybody up here in the office, we're ready to get rolling today.
Have you asked Brett Bielema if you can borrow some of those sideline heaters for the dugout?
Yeah. We actually worked out yesterday, and it was like 35 degrees and windy. So we had them out there working out, and it was pretty interesting to just kind of watch some guys. Nobody complained. Everybody moved around. They act like they wanted to be there. So we'll leave the sideline heaters to football, and we'll just tough it up here.
I like it, Coach. Hey, good luck this year. We're looking forward to a fun year of Razorback baseball.
Okay, thanks a lot. We'll talk with you later.